This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Still a bit of a quiet trade here for grain futures, mixed with corn and wheat a little bit lower, soybeans a bit higher yet. We had this type of trade yesterday as well with the split finish here. Soybeans are the stronger one yesterday as well, in part what we learned midday on the NOPA crush report, National Oilseed Processors Association. They came out with their update on activity for soybean crush, and the total for last month was a record for September and better than expected. So all around really positive. At the same time that soy crush went up, actually soybean oil stocks went lower and actually fell to a 9-year low here. So that's all still positive and indicative of a really robust processing margin on the soybean side. We're still generally positive too about corn ethanol and how we're linked to a stronger energy market. Of course, we're watching crude oil closely as it is more volatile based on the ongoing conflict in the Middle East here.
Joe, yesterday's crop progress report showed 45% of the corn crop, they're done harvesting, 62% of soybeans. What do you make of those numbers and kind of where that falls in line with previous years?
Yeah, in line with last year, we're 2 points ahead on both corn and soybeans from where we were a year ago. So we knew that we'd likely be a bit ahead of a normal pace, and we are. We had a bit of a rush to maturity in a lot of areas because of the dry finish. Overall, we've only had a few bits of weather disruption, some much needed moisture, so no problem there. Parking the combines for a little bit there at the end of last week and in parts over the weekend. We look ahead at the 2-week outlook, it's mostly clear.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down a half cent at 489.5. November soybeans up 7.25 at 1293.5. On the Merc, December live cattle up 70 cents at 187.20. November feeder cattle up 32 cents at 250.25. December lean hogs up $1.25 at $69.55. And Class 3 milk unchanged at $17.39. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.